Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
The name of the Lord. I don't have for months to prove it. Hallelujah. Mr. Chris, can I have my sound? Thank you. We give God the glory tonight. Revival 2022. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a joy to be in God's presence the second night of our revival. We give God the glory. Say a good amen. You guys sang beautifully. You can take your positions. Lord bless you. Tonight, we are live on Facebook, live on YouTube, live on podcasts, and live on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM. The good news is that the chief Alpharian is in the house. Share the link. You are not doing well if you are not sharing the link. Hallelujah. We are all proud Alpharians. Hallelujah. Tonight be tonight. The glory belongs to our God. The honor belongs to our God. The Lord's goodness will be our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. I wouldn't want to waste time at all. Let me give honor to the Lord. Yesterday night, Reverend George Nate. Woo! This revival, dear, the lineup be too much. Reverend George Nate, Reverend Elvis Ajiman, Dr. Justice Avevo, Apostle Randy Impact, Prophet Job Adu, Apostle Josiah Obin Jr., Kofi Oduro. I am shy. Tiamu manifa utiri. Hallelujah. Before the man of God come, I am overwhelmed at the presence of this barrage of men and women of God in this place. I have a personal prophet. My personal prophet is in the house. Prophet Ebenezer Akonai is in the house. I salute you, sir. Love Chapel, Circle, Branch, a voice in the prophetic ministry. Papa, we are showing come. We are bare man or castle, we are back or check it. I can't read. Hallelujah. Reverend Emmanuel Samba, the mighty man of power, is here. Prophet Frederick Danzo is in the house. Prophet Steve Amwako is in the house. The firstborn son of my father, Reverend Francis Akwesi Amwako, Prophet Philip Amwako is in the house. Are you here? Reverend Jerry Payno is in the house. I'm going to get the list and do the introduction proper. Say a good name. Enadie Edanyi Beshe. Ahabeshe. Yeah. Ahabeshe. Praise the name of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, whilst we're also standing, on behalf of my Dede Rita, the pastors of this church, I want to welcome everybody into the presence of the Lord. I have been so honored tonight also at the presence of my big sister who led me to Brother Mwakun's ministry. And today, God has been merciful to me. Lady Reverend Gloria Graham is in the house. Are you clapping? My brother, my senior brother, is in the house. Samuel Osedate in the house. We need a chair. Hallelujah. My sister Gina is in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, with a shout, with a clap, with a celebration, all to the glory of God, Reverend Elvis Ajima.
Hallelujah. Alabasta, hallelujah. And they are not terms living. Who need the data? Yeah. You didn't know for which room. Yamahakwa. You're not the court. Hallelujah. What an honor. This is the puppet for the nation. Every issue is addressed from here. The Lord will help me tonight. Hallelujah. Let me first salute every man of God here. Pastor Emmanuel Samba, I salute you, sir. Our prophet Akonai, we salute you. Pastor Emmanuel, Jerry Panu, we salute you, sir. Pastor Eric Oti, wow, we salute you. Pastor Eugene Shepherd Marcus with me, and some men of God here. And then I want us together to celebrate a choice man of God. One that God, I am, maybe you may not know, but in 2015, as innocent as I was, I went for a meeting and I was sitting there minding my business in the service. And this prophet of God walks in and starts to preach, and I had to really calculate my ears to hear the slangs. I had to be very careful so I don't miss certain statements. And then this man started preaching, then finished, and picked one boy out and said, "You stand up." And I stood up. And he said, "I am telling you this. It's not a suggestion. It will happen." And these were his words. He says that until you manifest, Ghana have not seen a healer. And those words meant some way, because those days I've not even healed headache before. And he said, "Ghana have not seen a healer until you show up." And he said the second one, and the only one's own fan show, was if show who ye were mad. Or she said, "As same way I'm memoir, ne ye ma. To who a bad planet." Oh, from that day I've been a runner. I've been running away from women every time. By God's grace, I'll keep running till Jesus comes. I'll keep running. Prophet, God bless you. That word made a difference. It gave me direction. It showed me where I am going to. And I know that it has not fully manifested. What we are seeing is a tip of it. So keep waiting for me. Mommy, God bless you. You are an example to many. That 2015, you still came with him. So it is, you didn't just start supporting him. We have, I remember you came with him. It was a small congregation, very little. I'm not sure we're more than 20 or 25. Very little congregation. And you still came with him, stood with him. And I tell you, this ad, if you're a man of God and you are not married, pray for another mama today. Hallelujah. Pray for one, pray for one, pray for one. Hallelujah. Wherever my wife is, I salute you. Lady Mercy, I will see you soon. Hallelujah. Now, can you lift up your hands to God? Daddy, your name be glorified. Your name be praised. If not you, we wouldn't be here. For the gathering is unto Shiloh and not unto any man. May your name be glorified. For we stand as the Lord Jesus stood in the book of John 17 and cried out to you and said that, "Lord, I have glorified your name on the earth." May you give me that grace that after this short minute, I can also boldly say that I glorified your name. And there was none about me that was projected. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I know that you bear me witness that I don't deserve to be here. It is by your mercy. And Father, I pray that you would take over me as though I don't exist. Project your intentions. Project your thoughts. That which you have purposed for the nations. That which you have purposed for us. Let it flow unhindered. Let your glory be seen. Let the weary be visited. Let the weak be made strong. Let he that is giving up and is discouraged, oh Lord, give me the tongue of a learned that I may minister to such a one. Even as we are in hope of the coming of the Lord Jesus, and we are in such a season as this, that our longing is to see a visitation from heaven, that there shall be a revival in the midst of men. Oh God, if you don't come, your men and your women are walking path that we know not. And we are walking even the great path that leads to destruction. How can we return if you will not speak to us? How do we return if you will not visit us? Our hearts are open. Rebuke us and we will be corrected. Help us and we will be shepherded. In the name of the Lord Jesus, empower us and we shall be upright. Thank you, our Lord. Let tonight, from the speaker to the hearer, help us and transform us in an unusual way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Please be seated in the heavenly places. And please, let's open our Bibles to Habakkuk chapter 3, verse number 1. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse number 1. I am speaking on the need for a revival in our day. And anytime we mention revival, we have to be careful that it doesn't become just a cliche in our lips, but we know that it's a reality that is needed, even as we are preparing a church that must be spotless and blameless to meet our Lord Jesus. And Habakkuk chapter number 3, verse number 1, speaks of a prayer of a prophet who was burdened from the chapter number 1. And verse 1 says that the prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Can we all read the verse 2? One to go. O Lord, can you shout it better? One to go. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy works. In the midst of the years, in the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. The Bible says this is the prayer of this great prophet. And if I should give you a little background of how the prophet got here, in the chapter number 1 of Habakkuk, this prophet begins, the Bible begins by saying the burden of the prophet Habakkuk. And he was the only prophet that had the boldness to speak back to God and tell God that, why am I crying to you and you are not hearing? He said, I have prayed violently, but you have not heard. Then he began to describe the pain and the suffering and the anguish that Israel is going through. And then he tells the Lord that, why have you allowed the Chaldeans and all kinds of people to override us? And then we are like fishes in their hands, and they serve other gods, and they are giving the glory to other gods. And the man was a burdened man. He couldn't understand. If you look at his language, he can't understand why a good God will allow his people to be tormented and to be defeated and enslaved by another fetish nation that didn't know him. And he kept complaining in the chapter number 1. And then chapter number 2, after he has finished speaking, he said to himself that, I will set myself beside the tower, and I will stand beside the watch, and I will see what God will speak to me. And then the Bible says, and the Lord answered him and started to tell him certain things that he, God, have seen on the land. You must know that anytime you see certain trademarks and signals, you should know that a nation and a people or a family needs a revival. There has been a trademark of God. If you see sin, if you see defeat, if you see pain, if you see sicknesses coming upon people as though God doesn't exist, then you know that these people are receiving a message from heaven that there is a need for a revival. And then God begins to speak to this prophet and tell the prophet, open the eyes of the prophet to how that he has seen the sins of Israel and also know the sins of the Chaldeans, and he is in control. And then after God has answered the prophet comes back to the Lord and says, now hear another prayer. And this is my prayer. I have heard everything that you have said. Though I'm afraid, but I have a request that you will revive your works in the midst of the years. That in the midst of the years, you will make known. So the man is actually telling us the components of revival. And he says that in the midst of the years, you will make known. Make known of what? And people will come to a knowledge and understanding of their present state and conditions, and they will accept it, and they will no more defend their errors and defend their sins and defend their mistakes and defend their rotten and corrupt and defiled heart, and then they will begin to know who they are. And Habakkuk is saying that I need you to revive your works, oh God, and this is how it's going to happen, that you will make known in the midst of the years. And when God begins to make known, two things happen, and people begin to see themselves who they really are. Like the prodigal son, when he was in a far country and he has been there for a long time, but just one morning he said to himself that if I will return back to my father again, then something must change. I've got to humble myself. I've got to see that I've made an error. I need to go back to my father and apologize to my father and tell my father that everything that was done in the first place was an error, when our pride will be broken, and then we will give way for humility, and we will tell the Lord, this is not how it was supposed to be. This is not how I was supposed to be made. This is not the condition the church must be in. And then I return back. He said that if you will make known in the midst of the years, it is in the knowing, it is in our eyes opening and seeing who we must see and how we must see ourselves, that God's wrath will be turned around, and then he will embrace us with mercy. When the prodigal son returned, the father ran to him and embraced him with compassion and with mercy. Why? Because the young man have made himself known of his situation. And anytime we mention revival, we are talking about a state that is about to hit the people, that they will begin to know the state of their lives and how much they need God above everything. When the people come to the realization that though there is civilization, but beyond civilization is the need of our God. There is industrialization, there is intelligence, there is all kinds of promotions and all kinds of things. There is money in the church, but beyond money is our need of our God, that everything minus God is zero. When the people come to their senses to get to know that beyond the certificate must be God, beyond your breakthroughs must be God, beyond your favors and all the successes around your life must be God, because in the reality of life, everybody must return back to the true image of whom, of the creation that was made. The Bible said, and the Lord said to the others, let us create man in our own image and in our own likeness. So the moment all other creations were made, there was a particular one. God said, they must not look like any other thing. They must look like me in my image and in my likeness. So anything, the moment man was made, anything about man that does not look like God is failure. That is why the Greek meaning of sin is not to have a share in something. Sin is not just to do evil, but not to have a share in something. So the moment men started losing the likeness of God, that was sin. The moment men started to
deforming themselves and their nature, that was sin. And when Jesus came upon the scene, one of the days they went to Jesus and they asked Jesus, that is it gold that we give Caesar, the tributes that deserve Caesar? And then Jesus called one man and said, can you give me money at all? And the man came forth and gave Jesus money, and he told him that whose inscription is upon this money. And the guy said, it is Caesar. And then Jesus said, now this is my verdict, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Upon what Caesar's image is upon, you give it to him. And upon whose Jesus, God's image is upon, you give it to God. And when two people were standing there, you look at the people, it bears the image of God, but they look around, there was nothing bearing the image of God except the human being standing there. And Jesus tells them that give this people to Caesar, but revival is to give back God what bears his image. You bring it back to him, that there shall be a connection one more time, and there shall be a fellowship one more time with the Lord. We can build greater buildings for God, but not until we bring him back what his image is upon. We have not done anything. God's interest is not to have things from us. God's interest is that we give him back what belongs to him. And there is all over the world, I have searched. A car does not bear his image. A house does not bear his image. Money does not bear his image. Oh, Mahatia, there is no clothes that bear his image. One time, the sun was trying to prove it was only his face that shines like a sun. But the sun does not bear his image. The Bible said that he has an eyes that goes to and fro upon the earth. And he is the rock of ages. And then the rock said that I look like God. God said, no, I only fancy like you, but you are not me. There is only one that looks like me. They are not just in my image, they are in my likeness. They have a hand like I have a hand. They have eyes like I have eyes. They have spirit like I have spirit. They have soul like I have soul. And you are only one, and I am only satisfied when the ones that bear my image return back to me. Revival is when those that bear the image of the Lord will begin to see the need that they return back to him that made them like unto himself. That our satisfaction will not be in things that fills the flesh, but our satisfaction is to return back to the one who breathed into us again. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 1, male and female created he them and blessed them. In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says he took the dust of the ground and he formed man. So there was a creation in Genesis 1 and there was a formation in Genesis chapter 2. The creation was made, but it was not tangible. It was inside of him. And then the formation was tangible. He took the dust and formed, but what has been created was still inside of him. So when he finished forming whatever he made from the dust, he breathed the true man out of himself. Do you know your origin? Your origin is not the dust. Your true origin is inside of God. God picked you out of himself. There is no satisfaction until you have encountered him again. That is why the Bible said, for he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. For God was in Christ when he reconciled the world back unto himself. Do you know something? That God lost many things, but there was one thing God couldn't afford to lose, because that thing was not outside of him. That thing came from his inside. So actually, when he breathed that thing out, a part of him has come out. And the only way that God can feel his completion is to have fellowship one more time with what came out of him. But what came out of him, like the prodigal son, went far from him, until after 4,000 years God showed up again in the person of a man called Jesus. And they asked him, what is your mission upon the earth? He said that the Son of Man came to seek and to find the lost. Who is lost? It is not money. Who is lost? It's not a lion. Who is lost? It's not anyone but the man that I breathe from my inside. I have a part of me that is far away from me. Not until I meet him one more time, I am not satisfied. I don't feel complete. When God does not meet a man, God is not complete. Man is not complete. That is why we have many politicians at the dispensation of power and the dispensation of wealth, but still not satisfied. They are depressed. We have doctors drinking themselves into destruction upon all the honor around their profession. They are still drinking themselves to stupor. Why? Because there is no satisfaction until the part of you that is in God meets God again, and the part of God that is in you meet you one more time. I pray in a time like this, a revival is about to hit us one more time. We will not be satisfied until we have come into contact with God, that our men of God will know God again, the church will know God again, that we will, our greatest desire will not be just the things of God, but the person of God. We will not be satisfied until we see him. We will not be satisfied until we know him. Until you give me God, you have not preached to me. Until you give me God, you have not shepherded me. There is a need of our souls. Oh, David said that my soul longed for the Lord as the deer panted for the rivers. He said that I am in a dry and a thirsty land, yet my soul thirsts after thee. Oh, my soul thirsts after thee. He said that I may see your power here in the wilderness where there is no water. He said that I may see your power as it is in the sanctuary. There were men that longed for the Lord, even though they have been chased out of their throne in the midst of a wilderness. They are longing for water, but they remember there is something more needed than water. There is something more needed than a Range Rover. There is something more needed than marriage. There is something more needed than a tricycle house. There is something that is more needed. He said, my soul thirsts after thee in a dry and thirsty land. There is no water, but it's God I look for. He said that I may see your power. We pray in our generation that the people are rising up from the depth of our heart. We will know God one more time. We will see God. We will not be satisfied until God is sought for and found. Am I here with the church at all? A God consciousness coming upon us, that we will know the greatest need of our lives. We will know. We will know. It's possible to be in church and not know him. It's possible to preach and not know the one you are preaching. 1 Samuel 3:1, and Samuel ministered to the Lord. Verse 7, and Samuel did not know God. A man ministered to God. Verse 1. Verse 7, the man did not know God. Pasila, Valai Koba. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him, yet the man was ministering. There are people calling on the name of the Jesus, a Jesus they don't know, a Jesus they've not encountered, a Jesus they don't have a relationship with. What a generation. How we know how to minister without knowing the one we are ministering about? Because we know what to say for people to shout. We know what to do for people to give. We know how to keep people around, to scare them with all kinds of doctrines, to keep them around. We know it. So ministry is still successful without God. He told the church of Laodicea, he said, I stand at the door and I knock. How can the one who said when two or three gather, I am there in their midst, the one who said is in the midst of his church, that in the midst of the seven candlestick, now be outside the door knocking? It's possible that the church can sack the owner of the church and he will be at the door knocking while church is happening, and you wonder who is actually in nearing the church service, but I pray that the people is arising. No more will we be hypnotized by the suit of a pastor. No more will we be hypnotized by grammar. We will look for the substance called God. If you can't give us God, we move on. We look for who will open our eyes, that our love for God will be stirred up again, that our love for God will be genuine. We are tired until we come to that place of genuine Christianity, genuine repentance, that our eyes will be open. One more time, clap your hands and shout, God, revive your works in the midst of the years. Revive your works in the midst of the years. Let fornicators know that fornication is wrong. Make known in the midst of the years. Let robbers that pay tithes know that robbery is wrong and their tithe is an abomination. In the midst of the years, make known. Let the leaders of the church know it's a wrong thing to sleep with the girls in the church. Oh, Masataya, make known. Make known. Make known. Let us know the errors of our times. Let us know the lies that is going on, the manipulation that is going on. Let us know that covetousness is wrong. Let us know that the competition in the church, oh God, is wrong. Let us know. Until we know it, we will defend it with all kinds of scriptures. We will fight our sins and we will fight to defend the wrong things around our lives. Let us know. Make known in the midst of the years. Make known that the qualification to claim that you are a minister of God, the qualification is not just speaking loud tongues. Make known. Make known. The qualification is not in the kind of clerical we wear. Make known. The qualification is in our way, that one day he will look at us and then he will be bold to say, thou good and faithful servant. That one day he will look into our eyes. He said that if you are ashamed of me in this adulterous world, I will be ashamed of you before my Father and the holy angels. And you say, he will say to some of my servants, thou good and faithful. The end of the matter is not the kind of church buildings we did. The end of the matter is not the crowd that followed us. The end of the matter is not how much money we can raise. The end of the matter is when the king shall see us and he will look into our eyes and he will not be ashamed, but he will say, thou good and faithful. And now others will say that we had a very small ministry, but let's wait for what God will say that day. Listen to me, nobody must judge whose church is a successful church. Nobody must judge whose pastor is a successful pastor. Let us wait and see the salutation that he will give us. Whether he will not say, thou good but unfaithful, or whether he will not say, thou faithful but not good servant. But the day that the Lord will look into our eyes and say that, thou good and faithful servant. And he said that there are some people who will come before him and he will say that, did I not prophesy in your name? Did I not work out miracles in your name? That means that there are some people who are among us right now. They are not using juju to prophesy. They are not using juju to preach. They are not using juju to work miracles. It is the name of Jesus, but it's still not accepted. He told one of the churches, he told them, the church of Sardis, he told them that your works does not meet the standard of my God. He said, it doesn't meet it. It doesn't meet it. It doesn't meet it. Give me Revelation chapter 3, verse number 1. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 1. NLT version. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 1. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Sardis. This is the message from the one who has the seven spirit of God and the seven stars. I know all the things you do, and that you have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. There is a reputation you carry. Do you know that one of our dangers in this kingdom right now is the kind of reputation we carry? In our fornication, we still are covering it because of a reputation we have to protect. We are in error, but we are protecting it and defending it because we have to protect a reputation. He said, you have a reputation of being alive. Somebody calls you spiritual father. Because of that, you have to hide your weakness somewhere. Somebody calls you his shepherd, so you have to hide the weakness somewhere. Everybody is calling you apostle, so you have to hide the weakness somewhere, and you defend it until the day the trumpet will sound, and then the Lord will look into your eyes and say that it was men that respected you, but I have no respect and regard for persons. I'm talking about a God, Jesus Christ, writing a letter to a church, a letter to a whole church. You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. You are dead. You are dead. Verse 2, you are dead. You are dead. Wake up and strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is almost dead. I find that your actions do not meet the requirements of my God. He said, what is even left is dead. I don't know if it was the church of Ghana he was talking about, but it looks like what is little, even the one that remained, the little that we are trying to protect, is almost dead. We have singers that are almost, we have preachers that are almost, we have Christians that are almost, but they cannot say it because you have to protect the title that is upon them. But there is a revival about to hit us. God will make known in the midst of the years that I will come out and say, Lord, I know who I am. I can't hide before you. This is my nakedness. I know who I am. I'm a thief. I've come, help me. I know who I am. I'm a rapist in the church, and when singers come to visit me, I rape them. I'm a rapist. I'm not changing the name of the sin. I'm a rapist. I have come, Papa, help me. This is where we call revival, when the people see who they are and they run back to the one who can help them. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that our eyes will begin to open, that we will run back to our God, and we will be plain to him, and we will be naked to our God. Oh, it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your status. It doesn't matter that you are father. It doesn't matter that you are a mother. It doesn't matter that you are a daughter. It doesn't matter that you are a son. It doesn't matter that you have gone too far. But you come to the one who can help you, and then he will change your garment like he changed the garment of the prodigal son, and he will give you a sandal to wear, and he will put his ring, his signet upon your life, and he will give you a calf to enjoy. I pray for us that we will go back to our maker one more time without any shame. Without any shame, we return back to. I know that some of you are here, seated under the sound of my voice. You still have sleeping partners. You are still cohabiting with people. You are still maligning. You are still fighting. You are still stealing among yourself. And we talk about it, and you say that Jesus died for us, and we can do whatever we want. Then what then is the essence of grace? For I saw in my Bible, he said that for now sin will no more have dominion over you, for you are not under the law but under grace. So the essence of grace is that there is exchange of dominion. Before, that sin had dominion, but after grace came, we got the dominion, as unto the pattern of our high priest, for he was tempted at all points, yet did not sin. He says, so come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may find.
I pray for us. I pray for us that from today, our trust will not be in our strength, but our eyes will be open, and then we will know our need for Jesus. Let the young know, let the elders know that we've gone too far. Revival is when those that have gone far begin to see the desperate need of Jesus in their lives, so that we don't have a plan B to life. It is God or God. Our hearts are not shivering. Our faith is not wavering. Even if he doesn't help us, we will still follow him. Even if he will not hear our prayers, we will still follow him. Even if he will not let us drive what others drive, we will still long for him, because there is no life aside him. When our eyes will be open, that we will no more be challenged, when Apostle Paul will stand and say, what shall separate us from the love of God? Shall peril, from shall angels, shall devils separate us from the love of God? When we know, and we know, and it's not just a normal motivation, but from the depth of your heart,
You know that you have one agenda on earth, that you will live for him and you will please him. Like Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. For whether I live or I die, I live unto the Lord. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. You look at me and I have nothing I value apart from this Jesus that rests in my heart. That we can be like men like Polycarp, who were to face the wrath of the empress. And they said, will you deny Jesus? And he said that this is a great privilege for me, that I have a chance to prove my love for Jesus. He said, why tell me, say I should deny him? And Polycarp was smiling whilst he was being put on a gallows to be bent for his faith in Jesus. We have men like Ignatius, whilst he was facing the lions to be eaten up, this man was shouting, giving glory to the Lord, that at long last I have had an opportunity to die like Paul died. These were men that walked the path of Matthias. Why? Because their heart longed for the Lord. My heart longed. Hebrews chapter 11. The Bible said that they were by faith, they were put through trials of cruel scorchings and mockings. He said they were given an opportunity, but they never accepted deliverance. There were men that did not accept deliverance. What did they see? What did they encounter? What did they know? That as for us, a little school fees we have not paid is letting us consider our faith in Jesus. A little boy that left us is letting us consider our faith in Jesus. Whether we should stop serving the Lord. Ah, how can this generation meet Jesus? How can we stand before him? How would we face the master with men like Apostle Paul, with men like John, who was fried, refused to die, taken to the island of Patmos? And the island of Patmos was so strange that even animals couldn't survive there because there is no water at all. And yet this man could still zoom in the spirit on such an island and write a book for us in a place where there is no water. How did he fail? Even 2 days fasting, you are struggling. How did he fail? Oh, can we really stand before the master with men like Peter, who will say, I'm not worthy to die like my master died? He said, as you crucify me, turn me upside down. They rejoice in their suffering. The Bible says after they have been in prison and beaten, they rejoice that they have suffered for the Lord. What will be our suffering? After Hebrews chapter 11 has spoken of the exploits by faith, by the exploits of faith by the patriarchs, he said that, but these ones were not made perfect because the promise was not for them. And he said, the promise is unto us. For without us, they are not perfect. But what got me worried is Hebrews chapter 12, the next chapter. He said, therefore, you are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. These men that didn't have what we had, they have surrounded us. And Joseph didn't have the Holy Ghost seated in him. But he ran away from Potiphar's wife. And the Bible says that they're a crowd of witnesses. Every witness has an evidence. So they have evidence surrounding us. I was not baptized with the Holy Ghost like you were, but I escaped the temptation of Potiphar's wife. Then we will explain how we with the Holy Ghost could not escape the temptation. How do we explain? How? How do we explain it? When men like Jeremiah would say that If I don't preach, it's like fire. If I preach, I'm in trouble. And in the deep part of the well, this man was still writing a book that later Daniel will come and read and understand, so that he will stand in until deliverance come in the land of Babylon. And this man, in the midst of all that, was still serving the Lord. And we, in our air-conditioned auditoriums, in our Land Cruisers, in our Benz, in all our Camrys, so struggle with social media that you can write and nobody will see you. A whole year you've not said anything about Jesus. You've not. And it's only gist and comedy and things that has no eternal value. How will we stand before Jesus together with this man? The Bible says, and when Moses was of age, he did not accept that he will be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The Bible says that he rejected the pleasures of the palace and accepted to suffer reproach with the children of Christ. How do we stand before our God with such a man that Jesus didn't die for? This man didn't have the message we had. So Jesus will look at them and said, Abraham saw your day and was glad. But look at us today, making merchandise of what can give life.
Jesus,
giving offerings to God. Before I will join the choir, then God must give me a job. Before I will join evangelism and go for evangelism, how can I preach with an empty stomach? Even God understands. One day you will stand with Elijah, who walked 40 days, 40 nights without food. God, man, if God does not prosper me, I'm giving God time. Then one day before you, whilst you stand before the Lord, Job will appear. Even though he slay me,
yet will I trust
in him. And then you tell the Lord that you didn't give me a job, so I couldn't serve you. Then Job said, you gave me sickness, but I served you. You gave me pain, but I served. Because Paul said, we have this treasure in a tin vessel. He said, we are perplexed, but not cast down. We are persecuted at every side, Jesus. One time when Apostle Paul was giving his credentials, he says, I've been beaten with a rod 3 times. He said, I've suffered imprisonment, fasting offerings, in prayer. He said, perils in the wilderness, perils in the cities. He said, I've spent a day and a night in the deep. This man still walked faithful. Until 2 Timothy 4, he would say, now is time for me to be offered. I said, drink sacrifice. I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished the race. What is left is a crown. This crown was crowns Jesus spoke of in Revelation. But a man could talk about his crown before he died, because he is sure that he served the Lord. He's sure. He was disappointed, persecuted, but he served the Lord. In pain, he served. In stonings, he served. How do we want to show up before him? What will you present to Jesus? when all flesh will stand before him, what will you be taking there? These things are not gimmicks. There is somebody hearing me today. It may be any platform. Tomorrow will be his day of appointment. What is he going to show him? That for the 80 years I spent on earth, this is my evidence. This is an evidence that I walked on earth with you. So are you going to die in addictions? Are you going to die still serving the world with what God gave you? There is an urgency that we will return and know it. That our pastors, our leaders, the church, will go back to our God in the sincerity of heart and tell the Lord that, God, here am I. It has been 20 years of wastage. The world has wasted me. This is what is left. I give it back to you. I beg you, accept what is left. Make good use of it. I have wasted my intellect on the world. Wasted my body on men. Wasted my money on women. This is the little left. What can you do with it? Revival happens when people realize that they have to return back to their God. And there is a total migration from darkness to light, from lies to truth, from evil to holiness, from hatred to love, from competition to oneness. When we begin to walk out, I'm not talking about just coming for us to manage you in church. Pastor, you are even lucky that I come to church. I don't have time at all. You are even lucky. Sir, we are not lucky. On the day you meet the master, Daniel saw an angel in the likeness of the person of the Lord. He said, and he felt as dead. John the Baptist, John the Revelator saw him and he began to describe him. He saw him, he also fell as dead. Then the Lord tapped him and said, arise. And the man began to describe the one he saw. He said, his face shines brighter than the sun. His hair is like a wool. He said his eyes are burning with fire. Isaiah has been preaching in Isaiah 1, Isaiah 2, Isaiah 3. Come to the Lord and reason with the Lord. If your sins be like scarlet, he was telling people that they are sinful. By chapter 5, he said hell has enlarged himself, waiting to swallow of you. But chapter 6, his eyes opened and he entered the heavenly realm and he saw the Lord. He said, when King Uzziah died, I, Isaiah, saw the Lord. And when he saw him, he said, I saw the seraphims with six wings. He said, they covered their faces with two. They covered their feet with two. They are not worthy to see the king. He covered their faces with two and their feet with two. Their feet must not be exposed to the king. He said, with two they fly.
He said, whilst they shouted holy, the doors of the tabernacle moved with them. Whilst they all glorified God, doors were glorifying him. And he said, woe unto me, for I am undone. The man that was preaching that others are sinners saw God. He started shouting, woe unto me. You think that you have withstood a pastor, you have withstood your prophet. Nobody could talk about you. You have withstood your parents. Nobody could talk about you. You are a boss on yourself until you meet the master. And make sure that you don't meet him in your mess. If you meet him in your mess, you will not be different from Isaiah. He said, woe unto me, for I am undone. My tongue is unclean. I dwell in the mess of unclean men. It is one day when we shall meet him, then we shall see ourselves. But woe unto you that one day will not become too late for you. That the day you see him, it will be too late. We are not doing this for fame. We are not doing this to please men. We are not doing this for money. There is a day of reckoning that even Satan and his host will tremble. He said, behold, I saw the great and the small. Before the judgment seat, the ground is level. On earth, there are stratus. There are those that stand high. But before God, the ground is level. There will be no minister, there will be no president, there will be no boss, there will be no master, there will be no servant. We shall all stand at the same level. And the master will speak to everybody. As though he made you, you didn't make him. As though he chose you, you didn't choose him. He's no respecter of persons. How can we stand him? When there were men that lived. Isaiah chapter 11 was speaking about the spirits that were working on Jesus. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might. And there is one dangerous spirit. He said the spirit of the fear of God. So when God in spirit decided to come in flesh, God in spirit gave God in flesh the spirit to fear the God in spirit. Nobody on earth. Why would Jesus need a spirit that fears himself as a man? And when God became a man, he had to baptize himself to fear himself, because it is dangerous to offend him. So the God in flesh kept on saying, my meat and my drink is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. I must do it. It is my food. It is too dangerous. All that Jesus was trying to tell you, that it is too dangerous to be eating when you are not pleasing God. It is too dangerous that you ate yesterday and you don't know your status with God. It's better you deny yourself food for days until you know your stand with God. My meat and my drink. He said, he that sent me has not left me, because I do that which pleases him. John chapter 8. I do that which pleases him. I'm afraid for my generation. I'm afraid for us that today one person gets a dream and it comes to pass. The next thing is, I'm a prophet. The next thing is, I'm a pastor. The next thing is, I'm an apostle. Then we begin to go where he has not sent us and say what he has not said. How can we stand him? Until we run back to him, we are in danger. We are in danger. I said this recently somewhere. One time somebody was invited to our church, and the person started saying things in exaggeration. Miracles that looks very weird. And after that, he said, God says people should sow 5 million, 3 million, 2 million. And out of a good heart, the people of God, stamps started dropping, 5 million, 3 million, 2 million, started dropping. And whilst they were dropping the money, I started feeling feverish, dizzy. So I sat down, and then I heard the voice of God. After the microphone was handed to me, I heard the word of God. When I was climbing the altar, you are a thief. You are a thief. So I stood quiet on the altar, closed the church quickly, went to lie before the Lord. I said, how am I a thief, Daddy? He says that I didn't talk to that guy, and everything that he said is a lie. He said that as far as you are, I'm concerned, you and him are thieves. You have robbed my church. I said, Daddy, what do I do? He said, let everybody come for his money. So I begged all of them for the evening service, that everybody that came for morning service should come for evening service. When they came, I spread the money there, and everybody came to pick his money. The moment everybody came to pick his money, that feverishness left. And the Lord, I heard the voice of God. He said, I am with you. That means from the time we closed the first service to the evening service, he has left. This thing is not a joke, people of God. It's not a joke. Everything you said, God said, you will be judged. From that day, I will laugh with you. But anything that has to do with God that is not right, you won't see my teeth. You won't see my teeth. There is something higher than this world. That is my soul. I won't trade my soul on the platform of covetousness, bitterness, and sin. I won't trade it. Many of us thinking that God is just a normal guy like us. There's a parable in Matthew 22 describing the end of this. He says that, and the king threw a party for his son, and he said, go and call. And there was one guy that was called among the people. And the Bible says, when he came, he did not dress according to the occasion. And when the king came, he asked him, why are you here without a wedding garment? And it is in Revelation 19 that will tell you that the good deeds of the saints are their garment. So when he was talking about the garment in Matthew 22, he's talking about lifestyle, people that live in church, in the wedding of the king, that are still living their lives anyhow. Jesus has saved me, but allow me to do what I want. He said that, and he will ask him, why don't you have a wedding garment? And I love what happened in response. The Bible says, and the man was speechless. You may talk back to me, you may fight what I preach, but one day the master will ask you, why are you in this garment? And you can't talk to him back. You can fight pastors, but there's a master coming.
who will question you, and you can't talk back. You can fight your teachers and fight your parents, but when that master questions you why you were fornicating in church, and pastor is even afraid to tell you because you are holding a sensitive work and you have scared us, if we push you some more you will leave the work there, and because of that we are unable to handle you, and you are in any garment of your choice, seated among the bride of Christ. One of these days, it is acceptable to be among the bride of Christ here on earth without a wedding garment, but it will not be acceptable when he shows up. It will not be acceptable. It won't be acceptable. You may be around us talking anyhow, all kinds of things. We finish praying, you go back to do what you are looking for. What pleases you, you go back and you do that. Nobody can question you, but there is a Jesus coming. There's a Jesus coming. Sometimes if I look at your car, I'm afraid to talk to you. If I look at your status in life, I'm careful. Thank God for men like Prophet Kofi Odro, who fears no man. But there are times that some of us are shy in nature. So there are likelihoods that sometimes we look at certain things and we pass by. But there's a man coming. There's a man coming. Your name won't scare him. Your position won't scare him. Your status won't scare him. He's coming. Behold, I come quickly with my reward. And I am not confused. I'm coming with my reward according to your deeds. As you did, you'll be rewarded. As you did. But how would the church face such a man unless a people arise and to be ready to pay the price? The price of revival. The price of revival is a price of consecration. When men shall be separated, every revival had men that paid the price until God began to move. For these people we are talking about can't really change until God steps in. And there are some people right now, as I'm talking, as it enters the right ear, it passes through the left. Sir, I tell you, Papa, I tell you. And for revival to happen, some men must arise to deny themselves, to pick up their cross, and to keep following until God steps down. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Not food first, but thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is. That means heaven must look like earth. Earth must look like heaven. And how would that happen except some people begin to pray? No more complaints. No more attacks. But most of the job is done on our knees. Give me Scotland or I die. Men like John Knox. Men like Ivan Roberts in the Welsh revival. They stayed in prayer until they became weak in prayer. Men like Ivan Roberts died at an early age because they prayed too much. Their hearts were beating to see a people change. Their hearts were beating to see their children give their lives to Christ. Their hearts were beating that God will raise men like John Wesley one more time, who will begin to front and say, I'll give myself no rest until my generation knows the Lord. Men will not change until God steps in. And how would God step in except other men deny themselves? The Bible says that a man by desire, separating himself, intermingled with wisdom, and knowledge. It is in separation we begin to see well. Then we can throw in our lives and say, Lord, I'm ready to pay the price. I am in pain seeing prostitutes on the street. I am in pain seeing young men on social media fighting the church. I'm in pain seeing people who are walking as blind. I am in pain. Until you open the eyes of my generation, God, I will not cease my prayer into heaven until my eyes of my generation is open. When Isaiah got to heaven, he heard the voice of the Lord. Who do I send and who will go? And Isaiah said, Lord, send me and I will go. And then I was shocked when God told the greatest problem of mankind to Isaiah. He said, I send you to a people, in seeing they see, but they do not perceive. In hearing they hear, but they do not understand. So on the other day, the Bible said, Jesus looked at them and said that my people, you did not receive your visitation. He said, your visitation came, but you could not discern. I came to my own, but my own received me not. There is a people who can't even see that they are sinners. There is a people who can't even see that they are wrong. There is a people who can't see that they are corrupt. There is a people who can't see genuinely. They can't see it because the greatest problem of mankind is blindness. The Bible said, whom the prince of this world has blinded their minds. I pray for a generation like us that the Lord will open our eyes to see our nakedness, for people to walk back and say that I am in the wrong religion. I must come back to my Jesus. I'm in the wrong place. I must come back. It will happen when some of us give ourselves unto prayer. We are not doing this for doing sake. We start prayer for half an hour, 9:30 p.m. We finish by 11:58. We break and come to half hour by 12. After one, we continue to fall. Do we want to be big? No. There's a burden in our heart. We've got to see people liberated. Their eyes must open to know that they cannot keep on disobeying their parents. They must know. Their eyes must see the danger of contamination ahead of them. Their eyes must see how hell looks like. Their hearts must discern that they can't handle hell. They can't handle hell. Somebody will say that what is hell? Even Bob Marley is there. It is a blind man you are talking to. He has not seen it. The day God will open their eyes, they will run back to Jesus. They will be like the rich man. He will call out of hell. To my five brothers, that they will not join me here. Hell is not a place you will wish for, even your enemies. Those walking there confidently has a problem they can't see. They can't see. In Acts chapter 20, says Jesus, Paul said, Jesus met him and said, I send you to the Gentiles that you will open their eyes. The danger about this generation is that the eyes of men are blind. They still think that their certificate and their education can carry them to eternity. And what makes them, they still think that all there is to life is the kind of car you drive and the kind of man you are married to and the kind of woman you are married to. All there is. But I saw in my Bible, in Luke chapter 12, when a man went to Jesus and said that, can you talk to my brother to divide our inheritance with us? And Jesus said, who made me a judge over you concerning inheritance? And he said a parable to them, that there was a man that was rich, and then the Bible said that he said to himself, let me increase my storehouse and fill it and tell my soul that eat and drink, for there are many years ahead of you. Enjoy and walk, live it pleasurably. But Jesus said, and the Lord tended from heaven and said, tonight I will kill you and you will know what these things will be for. And then Jesus says, a man's life is not in the consistent and the abundance of things things that he possesses. So that is the definition heaven gives to life. When heaven is counting your life, it's not in the car you drive. A man's life is not in the abundance. But I saw him talk about life in John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that I will give you life and give you more abundantly. And he said, well, what is life? He said, so is any man that is not rich towards God. That means true riches is God. True life is God. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach to the poor. True riches is God. No matter what you have, without God, you are poor. That is why we preach to the poor. The poor is not the one without dollar. The poor is the one without God. That's why we preach to them. But the issue is that there are many poor people who still think they are rich. There are many poor people who still think they are fine. Jesus told the church of Spina, he said that you are poor, yet you are rich. And he said that he will cast you into prison, and those in the synagogue of Satan will persecute you. He said, but if you will endure. But he went to the church of Laodicea and said that you are neither hot nor cold. You say to yourself that you are rich and you have goodies and you have fine raiment, but you don't know that you are poor. So there is one church, he said, you are poor, but you are rich. There's another church too, he says, you know you are rich, but you are poor. That means the church of Spina was physically poor, but spiritually they were still holding on to God. And the church of Laodicea, which is the last dispensational church, our kind of church, the last dispensation, is a church that can boast of riches. But in the realm of the spirit, we don't know God. Very wealthy people who have no fellowship with God. All they do is to come and sit in church and tell them, how can I sponsor this? And how can I sponsor this? But they go back and they are still into nightclubs and still into women and still into all kinds of things, having no business with God. They are rich physically, but spiritually. Our eyes shall be open again. We shall not give ourselves rest until our generation begin to see who we really are in the midst of the days of revival. That we will begin to count ourselves again before the Lord, and we will go to the Lord and say, Lord, open the eyes of my father before he dies. Open the eyes of my mother before he dies. Open the eyes of my friends before they die. I give myself no rest, oh God. I give myself no rest until our eyes can see our desire and our need and our longing for this same Jesus. The price of revival is the price of prayer and fasting. You pray when you don't even see whether results are coming. But there is a burden in your heart. There's a burden in your heart. I said this many times. For 2 years, 2018, 2019, I was praying. I fasted for 2 years. I was praying, Lord, save the nation. Lord, save the nation. And most often I will not even pray for my church. I'll be crying to the Lord. And when I see people who are indifferent about Christianity, and then my heart will be boiling. In the afternoon, I'll be speaking in tongues. In the night, I'll be speaking in tongues. Is it a car I'm looking for? No. I need souls to be saved. Is it a reputation I'm looking for? I need souls to be saved. Is it fame I'm looking for? No. I'm looking for souls to be saved. First 1 year, God said, continue. Second year, God said, continue. Until the middle of 2020. Then I started seeing a manifestation. And today when people are testifying about masturbation, and I don't have feeling for lust, I don't have that, you are seeing over 2 years of fasting and prayer. It will not just happen. You are seeing
And it is in the midst of that place of sacrifice that God begins to find vessels and begin to step into the world so that he will begin to reconcile men back to himself by the language that men understand. There are someone right now in other religions, in a particular lifestyle and all that, there is a language they understand. They must see the power of God. There is nothing you would tell them that will move them. But how would God find a man, a woman, that he will begin to release this power through them, except men and women present themselves and say, Lord, I die in your presence until my other colleagues and neighbor can leave. I die for others to leave. I lose my reputation for others to be saved. I sacrifice my time, my energy, my all until others be saved. The word is others. You have not known the message of the revival in the midst of the years. You have not known. If you still claim that your time is yours and your money is yours and your body is yours and everything that you owe is yours, you have not known it. But in the days of revival, people only don't present their money, they present their body, their time. I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Don't die first. Present it whilst there is still life in that body. He said, I will work the words of him that sent me whilst it is day. Remember the Lord in the days of your youth, whilst the evil days appear. You present your body as a living sacrifice. That is the only way our nation can be saved. Will we still watch people die like this? Will we still watch people walk into hell with pride? Ignorantly walking to hell, defending their journey to hell. How wicked can the church be? How evil can the church be? Where are the days of prayer and the days of fasting? When men will present themselves that, God, if you are looking for a hand, this is a free hand. Are you looking for a voice? This is a free voice. Katrin Coleman will say that if you can do something with nothing, here is nothing standing before you. Let's start the journey. How will we explain it when the people Jesus wanted us to save slipped through our hands because we were too busy with food, too busy with offenses? Pastor did this to me, this brother did that to me, this one said this, this one said that. We are too busy defending our reputation. Not so different from the church of Sardis. You have reputation before the people, but you are dead. Are we ready to meet him? There is a revival that will bring the coming of the Lord Jesus. But my prayer is that we will pay our quota. May I not enter heaven as one that was not useful in the hands of my maker. May I not enter heaven as one God sent and never went. May I not enter heaven as one God commanded but was disobedient. Oh, King Agrippa, I was obedient to the heavenly vision. May I not protect my reputation so much that I give up on the greatest heartbeat of the Lord. May I not look for money too much that I forget the value of the souls of men. May I not go after my own will, that I forget that there is a will of heaven that must be established. May I not be tired before my time. May I not live in the past and begin to say how powerful I was. But until my last breath, I will stand before the Lord, that as long as I live, he will have a vessel. As long as I live. Have you seen my servant Job? As long as God is concerned, he has one man he can boast of. Can God boast of us? Or you are waiting to be ordained? You are waiting to be ordained into an office before you please the Lord. It is too late, sir. It's too late. Philip was counting money until he went to Samaria. An accountant suddenly turned the whole city back to Jesus. If you present your life to him, there will be no telling the resource that God can get out of the way you speak, out of the way you sing, out of the way you look. Nothing can be wasted with him. Let us arise, for the master is coming. Let us arise, for Jesus is coming. Many things that we are fighting for today will have no eternal value in his presence. In the midst of business, let us arise to having an ear for him. What will you have me do? Yes, sir. Apostle Paul met him once, said, Lord, what would you have me do? This is the foundation of revival. When we return back to him and we tell him, what is it about me that I can offer? Is it my body? Is it my time? Is it my money? Is it my status? Is it my position? I long to please you. I am only satisfied when you are satisfied. I'm only okay when you are pleased. I'm only fine when you smile. Lord, my joy is that like you stood and beheld Stephen, you can stand. Do you know when Jesus went, he even said of himself, he's going to sit at the right hand. Jesus has been sitting. Literally, he has been sitting. But a man walked out at the face of martyrdom, and his eyes was open, and he saw Jesus stand from his seat. Can Jesus be comforted because we are here? Will Jesus still be worried about sinners when we are here? Will he still be worried about the condition of his church when we are still around? What is the use? What is the use? But when a people will rise up and say, Lord, until you are pleased, I give myself no rest. I long for you. I seek you. I do this for you. From the depth of my heart, I pray because of you. I evangelize because of you. I stand upright because of you, that your will be accomplished. Can you rise up and in the next 2 minutes, what can I do for you, Jesus? Can you please tell me? Can you please show me? Do I continue in the status quo? Can you show me?
When can you visit for us to have a discourse? That I may not miss my way. When Lord, can we come into agreement that I remove my image from this deal? That only you will be seen. That my interest will be killed. That everything about me will serve your interest, Lord. Can I come into a deal with you, Jesus, that from today, my all will be you, and you will be my all. Let me lose everything but gain you, I'm fine. Can you show me something? I've been working for my company for many years. Can I work for you from today? Can I serve your purpose? I want to enter heaven one day that Jesus will point me and say, this one did this for me in Ghana. Someone had a vision of heaven and then went to heaven, and the whole heaven was in preparation. It looks like they were waiting for a very important person. And he asked the angel that was working with him, why all these arrangements? And the angel said that very soon we are in expectation of Billy Graham. We are in expectation of Billy Graham. Apostle Peter finished his course. And 2 Peter 1, he said that very soon the Lord has visited me. He said, very soon I will step out of my tabernacle. There were men who could finish and have extra time. He said, I'm writing you this letter again. The things I told you, I'm repeating it. I have extra time. I'm waiting for the day that I will step out. Apostle Paul will say, I have finished the race. I have fought the fight. Yes. Jesus will shout on the cross and say, it is finished. Stephen will look at the people and say, forgive them. They know not. He said, I deliver my soul. And my spirit into your hands. There were men who could work with God and finish the work. Where do we stand? Will you still live your life like this? Will you continue like this? Ename. But the time when you stand before God, there is nothing like me. It's everything about Him. Self has no place with God. Oh, may God help us before we meet Him. May He help us. We are going to pray. That Lord, make me a vessel of revival in my day. What must I know about you? What must I see about you? Shapara bara. I know you have been praying, but today you will pray. That Lord, I want to be a vessel, a battleless, a tool in your hands. Convicted in the heart that nothing will change my mind, nothing will change my heart about who you are. I am ready, Lord. Where is the altar? Where is the fire? I come as a sacrifice. I come as a sacrifice. I come as a sacrifice. Lift up your hands and say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I can't feel you inside, outside. Shout it loud and clear. Lord Jesus, you are looking for a vessel for many years now. But here am I. Forgive me that I've not presented myself all these years. But Lord, after tonight, this is a free hand. This is a free voice. These are free legs that you can use. Here am I. Use me, Lord, for this end time revival. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Clap your hands and begin to pray. Let the Lord. Can you pray a until God finds you. Can you pray until God finds you as a solution to the problems of this world? Can you pray until God finds you as a voice to the church of this day? Can you pray until God finds your hands as a master tool to heal the sick, to raise the dead? Can you pray atopaya, 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 aria katokato, rakatakato, 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 apalio, 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 apoka payano, rakataka, 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 rakataka. Your years will not be wasted. Your years will not be wasted. The opportunities of your life will not be wasted. Rakatakato, 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 apalio, apalio, apalio. For the next 1 minute, clap your hands, say, Lord, I'm available. I am available. I am available. I am available. I am available.
Manifest.
And on the last day, their souls will be requested of us. There is a town who may never have a church if you don't manifest. There is a church that may never grow if we don't manifest. It is when I was privileged to taste the power of God that was when I knew the pain humanity is going through. All this while I was preaching, but I really didn't know the pain. What I didn't know was that almost about 1/20th, every 1/20th person you meet may have a kidney problem or liver problem. I never know the pain of humanity. And God is waiting for people who will stand in the gap. Who will stand in the gap? Who will stand? God is a spirit. He does not work in vacuum. He looks for vessels. A young lady that came to testify recently has been eating her own poo-poo for 21 years. Her own toilet for 21 years. Only God knows the number of women that were dying with fibroids. What happened? That this time they come for service, they go back, fibroid has disappeared. What happened? And there are some of you, you will enter heaven and God will ask you why people were sick on earth, because you didn't manifest. There are some of you who are billionaires. It is by your manifestation that a whole church will be built.
We are too comfortable. Bless down. It is out of people's testimonies, sir, that I am finding out people were not fine. And God would have questioned some people. People are not fine. What would have happened if not we didn't make a decision to pay a price? All the years of barrenness that are breaking, how would it have happened? And some of you are here looking for miracle, but you don't know you are a vessel to be working miracles. It is in the days of revival. Revival don't give things, it makes people. The days of revival, people are made. One of the things that's going to happen tonight, some of you will live here, you can't stop praying. For days you'll be praying. Your mouth can't stop praying. Messiah. Shabalibay katos. Tatante minakwa. Wa mama ichua. Kaliye shaba. Walama kabadiyo. A doctor came to me and told me, sir, can we be referring our patients officially? Can we be referring our patients to your services? He said, we have witnessed, we've been observing how addictions are breaking. He said, what we are dealing with, we've now realized that what we were trying to use books to do, one declaration can handle it. But it didn't just happen. It didn't just happen. It didn't. Balushka Halia. Don't live here as one looking for something from the Lord. Live here as someone who wants God to make him into something. A conduit of God's power. A conduit of revival. That from today you enter your home. Shakataya. Anybody that sees your eyeballs begins to get convicted about who Jesus is. Basabaya. Libra Cascades. I will forever be grateful to the Lord. How Muslims are at a high rate getting converted. At a high rate. It's possible for people to be healed. It's possible for people to be saved. It's possible for people to be delivered. The issue is that God don't have vessels and platforms. He has many people with titles. He don't have people who has availed themselves. But in seasons of revival, may you go with a heart burning, with a burden on your heart. I want to see the sick healed. I want to see miracles happen. I want to see the souls saved. I want to see the lost return back to their master. I want. God, what is it that I must sacrifice to see your power? What is it that I must sacrifice to see your presence? What is it that I must sacrifice? I sacrifice it on the altar. It's coming a time where our altar will not only see money, it will see condoms that came to church. That you package your condoms that is in your pocket and you bring it on the altar. I will not just give offerings of money, I'll give offerings of the wrong things that are around my life. I sacrifice them to the Lord. You are going to pray one last prayer.
that, Lord, people are dying. What can you do with me to save my dying generation? People are too sick. What can you do with me? People are too worried. What can you do with me? People are too discouraged. What can you do with me? There is so much darkness. What can you do with me? Zebulun, the people about the Sea of Galilee, they sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, but they said they have seen light because Jesus entered and they saw light. What can you do with me to handle the bad marriages in my family? What can you do with me to handle the diabetes and the hypertension in my family? What can you do to me to handle the poverty in my family? Oh Lord, what can you do to me to handle the church that I find myself in, that you are insulting the pastor, that is not powerful enough, and members are leaving the church? Can you present yourself to the Lord? Now God, what can you do with me for the church to be saved, for the church to be rescued? What can you do with my life? Purge! Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Shout it loud and clear.
My God,
baptize me tonight with your fire.
With your fire.
Shout it loud and clear.
Oh God,
baptize me tonight with your fire.
With your fire.
For the assignment
ahead of me.
For my sake.
Let the sick
have hope one more time.
For my sake.
Let the sinner have hope one more time.
For my sake,
let my family have hope again.
For my sake,
Oh Lord,
baptize me.
The mother of John and James went to Jesus and said, "Let my sons, one sit at your right and another sit at your left." He said, "Can they drink the drunken cup that I drink? And can they be baptized of the baptism that I'm baptized of?" There is only one thing you can look out for: the baptism of fire. Baptize me with what I need, oh God. Baptize me. I'm too late. I've been delayed in life. I should be doing more than I do now. I should be changing my generation. I'm too slow in life. I'm too stagnant in life. Baptize me, Lord. Lift up your voice wherever you are. Cry for a baptism. Cry for a baptism. For a baptism. For a baptism.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, I lift up your people.
Yes, Lord.
Let's close. I lift up your people.
Jesus.
Le baraha simre. Nina halea. What your destiny needs, you are being baptized. Some of you, if you can start 4 hours prayer a day, everything will change. If you can start 3 days fasting every week, everything will change. Your ears shall be opened back to the Lord. You shall do business with God one more time. Today, whatever your destiny is in need of, there is a baptism right now. There is a baptism right now. Receive it now.
Amen.
Receive it now.
Amen.
Shabalabalabakata. There is a baptism. There is a baptism.
Jesus.
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 Bring him to me. Let me touch him now.
Basakele
kova. There is a help her. Jesus. There is a baptism.
Yes.
You will never be the same. You will never be the same. Shabalebolobotaya. Hakeli apash. There's a baptism of prayer, a baptism of holiness, a baptism of purity, a baptism of power. Shabalia, Zebalosia, Shabalabosa, take it.
The baptism of glory. The baptism of spiritual fervency. The baptism of healing and power. The baptism of miracles. Unusual fire. Unusual fire. Some of you, you can't speak in tongues, you start speaking. Your hands will start shaking by the power of God. The glory of God will fall on you. You can't handle it. Be renewed in the spirit. 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 Be renewed. Be renewed. Be renewed. I have more than a song today. I brought myself. I am your sacrifice. I have more than a song today. I brought myself. I am your worship. Receive this living sacrifice. I am your worship. I said, this living sacrifice. I am. We are closing. Lift up your hands. Speak in unknown tongues wherever you are.
I brought myself. I am your sacrifice. I am more than the song. Today, I brought myself. I am your worship. Sacrifice. I am your worship. Sabina, we are seeing your man. Inara, now it's you, yes, Marcia Dini. Oh, me, oh, yes,
I know you are ready to present your body, but the proof that you can present your body is to present your substance. Lift up a seat to heaven. You know, some of you should challenge yourself that, Lord, I release this amount into this atmosphere. I'm looking for people, for the first time in your life,
Don't let a man of God tell you, bring me 1,000. But you hear God's voice. Bring me 500, you hear God's voice. Now some of you, you can give it as a momo now. Some of you can give it as a check now. But whatever it is, you want to prove to the Lord that I am ready. I am ready. Anything about you, I give my all. It's an act of love. I give my all. You can choose that tomorrow as you are coming, you pick up an envelope. Aside whatever it is, you tell yourself that I have this and I'll bring it to the church of God. The advantage of the world over the church now is because they have something to keep running themselves. And our messages have been kept in rooms because there is no money to keep propagating it. What if we decide that our Jesus, we partner with you until your word goes beyond? Can you imagine that this conference was on television throughout? And about 5 televisions to be precise. All broadcasting at the same time. Somebody will chance on it. But only few pastors can dare. Because there are no money to handle it. If I tell you to give in a service, I'm telling you from the sincerity of my heart. From 2015 till today, God spoke to me, and I've never preached anywhere to take a honorarium. So I won't tell you to give because I must get something. It's from the sincerity of my heart. And because of that, anybody that obeys my voice in this matter ends up seeing God's glory. For everything that you release on this altar, because God led me to tell you this, you will come back to say what has happened to your life. You will come back. Lift it up. Lift it up. Father, honor every sacrifice in this auditorium. I have seen you do unthinkable stuff. Will you not repeat it in alabaster? What you have been doing wherever I stand. Miracles. Let this be somebody's hospital bill for life. Let people live here. They came here jobless, but they will return with doors opening for them. Things needed to run their lives. Let it come supernaturally. As they obey the voice of your servant, let it be released. Avalanche of miracles. Let diseases disappear right now. Let expectations be met right now. Let favors be released. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you that it is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please, you can find your way, touch the altar, and declare that I'm a new being. Let's receive the prophet of God.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, your name is to me. Ah. from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. Your name is to be you do not lie, you do not fail. What is hard for you to do, he doesn't exist. It can never, never. You do not lie, yeah. You do lie, you do not. What is hard, he doesn't. And it's gonna never end. According to, according to your knowledge and your will for me, what you said you have done, I just need to ask. Because changes your mind, those that know you, those that know you will trust in you, not in all season. But I am no man, no man, no man, no man, no man. Our confidence is what is harder, what is harder. Hey, it can never exist, no. You do not lie. What is harder, you know. And it's gonna never, never. You do no lie, yeah. You do no lie, yeah. He doesn't. It can never. Anywhere you lead me, I will go. 'Cause you are the way, truth and life. Jesus, you never leave me nor forsake me, yeah. Accept your beauty, the beauty of music, the beauty of beauty. We are gonna follow me, I can follow. Anywhere you lead me, anywhere you lead me, I go, go. Sing Jesus. My life is for your glory. My life is for you, your glory.
All right. Everybody stand to your feet. Maybe let's finish up with the song and worship and appreciation of what the visitation of the Holy Spirit has done in this place tonight. Before we sing that song, raise your voice and begin to just worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. Jesus asked, didn't I heal 10 people? Why do this only one return to worship? Raise it up, Papa, be your altar.
According to your knowledge and your will for me, what is you have done,
come on,
just need to align.
Put us on
because that. You are no man. Changes your mind, oh. Yeah,
those that know you
will trust in you, not in all seasons. Maria,
Maria,
no man, no man can, no man, no man, no man, no man. My confidence is what is up, what is up. You know, you can never resist, no. Hey, you do not lie. What is up for you to do? And it's good.
Jesus, in a baby,
the difference. Yes, you will. I like it all. I like it all. And I like the way. Can we lift our voice? You made a little change. I do. You're great. I like it all. I like it when you anyway. Emotion in any way. Anasi, hallelujah. Anasi, hallelujah.
Somebody scream for Jesus. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God. I like the way after Alpha Hour, the chief Alpharian can lead the people, the team, dancing without music. Good day, Jinaho. 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 Jinaho, Jinaho, Jinaho.
Adumo, yami. Adumo, adum. Adum, mi, si, mi, si, si.
Hey, adum, si, na, mi, wo.
So, the Lord, the essence is center, is center. Adumo,
adum, adum.
Adumo, everybody. Adumo,
adumo. That's right.
So the essence of my praise is centered on your praise. Adumo,
Adumo, Adumo, Adumo, Adumo, Adumo,
Adumo,
Adumo, Adumo, Adumo, Adumo,
Adumo, Adumo. You are seated on the throne, the lion and the lamb. Odogwu Okakwue, there is none like you. You are seated on the throne, the lion and the lamb. Odogwu Okakwue, there is none. See my God, you reign, my God. Yes, you reign, yes, you. Jesus, you reign. Yes, you reign. My God, you reign. Yes, you reign. Jesus, you reign. Yes, you reign. Le la 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 la. La 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 new name. All the ways I don't die. I don't die. I don't die. I don't die. You reign. We will rise. In your name. All the ways you reign. This is how I work.
This is how we breathe. This is how.
This is how I win.
This is how we win. This is how.
This walk of the world.
We sing.
Go to church. Hey, yeah, yeah.
I want to thank God for the life of the chief Alpharia. I have for him to say, bro, for no, I have to say, Manon shared and Paul, so papa. Hallelujah. May the grace abound and abound and abound and abound and abound. We want to say to you and the Lady Mercy and the children and the Grace Mountain family and we made a little portrait one of our young men does. They do what we call digital painting. So he turned one of your photographs into a painting. But because of the size of the frame, we have framed it. But because of the size of the frame, we want a dispatch to come and deliver it. Beautiful. For your beautiful life, I'm a preacher. The Lord has graced me with dynamics of preaching. But when you held the microphone, I realized that there are preachers. Revelation upon revelation. Now, I want to know, as a Babro Cronwan, Adebaya, and as a Ubutafofro. My God, you are sculpted in the world. Sculpted in the. Half a month to perform. Sculpted in the world. Deep apologetics, hermeneutics, homiletics. Jesus, we a preacher. Mama, come to Bible school. Timothy has my papers. We are grateful. Do you know that the Alpha, our family, the Grace Mountain, we are having a revival too? And this great man of God could leave and come. For me, that is too much. That is just too much. Too much. Thank you, sir. We thank God for the oil on your life. Very distinct, very rare. And me, what amazes me about you is your humility. Above everything. Very humble man of God. Very, very humble man. Anybody on my wish share on my ultimate say we or you suffer. Who now says suffer? And to say you're right, I made you afraid you were we'll be on no share nothing with say we or you suffer. Or you suffer. Ya mean shit at what? And I see me baby. Intimate nursing, you're in tears, you're someone, you know, you know, the strength to do alpha. Alpha, I'm not too bro, still. Oh. We are so blessed. Thank you. God bless you. We will never be the same again. Seriously, evidently, revival has broken out. There is revival. We will go and live for Christ. We will go and bring forth fruits of repentance, fruits of righteousness, fruits of the fear of God. We will love God and tremble at His word. Yeah, we will walk with God in the integrity of our hearts, according to the prescriptions of His word, in the mighty name of Jesus, that He will call us His own. He will take pleasure in us. As ambassadors of Christ, He will point and say, these are my beloved children in the name of the Lord Jesus. Say a good amen. Amen. Everybody who connected today on YouTube podcast, on radio, on Facebook, thank you. God bless you richly. I want us to pray for the chief Alfarian, his beautiful wife, his beautiful family. Everybody stretch forth your two hands and begin to release. Come on, before we go home. Kukaka tikris kavandosh. Gigalibahate karisk. Can I hear prayer? Dibru inta krisko. Gigando mraka tifra antash. Hey!
Mamma mine.
Shada da da da.
I'm a sani na be unu sa. We are one of them, Yakupon.
Hey!
Oceania, you're the mini war. And I wonder when you were soon for him.
Jesus!
I summoned the Puno as a woman.
Kukagarama!
Chitipota, the mini war.
Shadabo!
Yatriwa, Yapasiarado. Say, as I was sent here, you would do.
Rise up, people! Fight for him! Defend your name on his life! In the name of Jesus. Expand his territory. Extend his sticks and courts. Surround him as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem. And defend your name on his life. Let his haters fail in their efforts. Let his enemies be defeated in their endeavors. For anybody that fights Elvis Ajiman is fighting God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have raised him up as your battle axe in this end time. May he finish his course with excellence. At his very, very, very old age, when he has seen 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 generations, in the mighty name of Jesus, out of his loins, let prophets, apostles, kings, queens come forth. People that fear God and carry the crown of the oil in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout the good amen. We salute you, sir. We love you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Everybody, thank you for coming. What a beautiful life experience the Holy Spirit has made us to encounter. Pacho, where are you? In Idiye Kwanso. And son, I'll be coffee in Pacho. Kowafi, right? The power Kofi. Shen Wanyra. Anko Pie Ubifi. Kofi. I would love Prophet Akonai to come close a meeting for us, but before he does so, tomorrow night is going to be another special night. You can't miss it for anything in the world. The Lord continue to honor you, bless and favor you. In Jesus' precious name. Pastor Mary, before the man of God comes, I would love my protocol to honor the Chief Alfarian and his team. And as we all stand and clap and celebrate God. Hey! Are you clapping? Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. Alabaster, we are so honored and so blessed to have this very, very, very busy, heavily used man of God to come to be a blessing. I use this opportunity to say thank you to Reverend George Nate one more time. Thank you for coming yesterday to spark it off. The Lord bless you. We really appreciate it. In Jesus' name, say amen. Everybody who took an envelope yesterday, your pledge yesterday, your envelope is here. Can you come to the altar and present it before the man of God comes to close the meeting for us? Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. May the Lord do great and mighty things in your life. In Jesus' name. Whilst we're introducing the men and women of God, I forgot, Pastor Ima. How can I forget you? How can I forget you? The Lord bless you, man of God. I really appreciate and salute God for what you do for the kingdom. Thank you. Before we started Jesus rally preaching in Mac, you were already preaching on the streets. You were already preaching on the streets. So you are an inspiration to us. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. All right, I would love the great my prophet. Mesu o catch na we say we your ba na say we your be ma ko check. Obey a shock. Hallelujah. Let's welcome the prophet of God.
Amen. Somebody just lift up your hands. Just thank God and bless his holy name. Wherever you are, just give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Thank him for revival. Thank him for the spirit of revival. Thank him for everything that he has done here right now. Come on, lift up your voice. Open your mouth. Talk to him right now. Right now. Appreciate God for the gift he sent to us this evening to be a blessing to us. Come on, lift up your voice and bless him. Lift up your voice and thank him because you are living here with something. You are not going the way you came. You are living with something. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. You are a transformed person. You are someone God has brought change. Lift up your voice and talk to God. Lift up your voice and talk to God. You are a product of revival. Come on. Talk to the Lord right now. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for that sister you have healed. Thank you for that brother you have healed. Thank you for the change in that
person's life right now. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge and appreciate you. We give you praise now for what you have done. Lord, we strive like Habakkuk in our observation, and we ask that, Lord, you have revived us, oh God, in this time and in the season of the year. And Lord, we say glory and honor be unto your holy name for coming to revive us. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus, and we stand here on your word to prophesy to those who came here tonight that as they get back home, Lord, they shall testify that you have changed their lives, you have transformed their life, you have given them a testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus. Above all, we give you praise. Father, I join Alabaster and Prophet Kofi Odrom and Mama Rita to say thank you. We thank you for releasing grace, for sending your son to come and lead us, speak to us your word. We are grateful for the work you have done in us. As we are living here, we pray that, Lord, your presence will go with us. Those who saw us coming, may they see us again and say, these people have been revived. We bless your name and we give you praise. And let the saints shout aloud, amen.
Are you clapping? All right, thank you very much for coming. Let's share the grace together. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us now and forevermore. Surely signs and wonders will follow us all the days of our lives. We will dwell in the house of God forever and ever, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All of you online, thank you very much for joining us. From all of us here, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic. And the Lord bless you. We love you. See you tomorrow night. Remain favored. Remain blessed.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odrom. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.